The Joke Off was recorded live at a mediocre facility in Highland Park, New Jersey. There was a superior facility 2.7 miles away, but the joke tellers didn't want to miss the early bird special at the Ponderosa Steakhouse. Most of them don't like to drive at night, or at least they're not supposed to.
Welcome to the Old Jews Telling Jokes Joke Off Volume 1. Gentlemen, come out joking! This joke teller is Jerry Knock Your Socks Off Block.
The first joke that I remember being told and then telling it myself was a story about a guy who woke up one morning and he looked down. He had an orange penis. He didn't know what to do. He went to the doctor and he said, Doc, I've got this orange penis. I don't know how it happened. The doctor examined him physically and he couldn't find anything wrong with him. He said, well, there's nothing wrong with you physically. He said, let me see. He said, how about mentally? How do you feel? He said, I feel fine. He said, well, tell me a little bit about yourself. He said, how do you like to spend your time off? What do you do to relax? He said, well, I just like to sit there in my living room and watch pornographic movies and eat cheese doodles. That was my first joke.
First joke I remember hearing was a guy with a purple penis.
This joke teller is Neil, don't touch my teeth, Lorner.
And it was so gnarled and nasty looking and purple, and he goes to the doctor, and the doctor says, that is the nastiest looking purple. I've never seen anything like that in my life. Your condoms must be much too tight. He says, no, doc. He says, my wife and I don't use condoms. He says, what kind of birth control do you use? He says, well, my wife uses a diaphragm. He says, what kind of jelly? He says, Welch's.
The first joke I ever told, I may have heard from someone at this table. It's about three animals, a buzzard, a turtle, and a rabbit.
This joke teller is Barnett. Here come the Judge Hoffman.
And they were all friends and all of equal economic standings. And one of them got rich. I forget which one.
He struck it rich in the backyard.
And eventually they lost track of him, and they came over, and the butler answered the door, and they asked to speak to Mr. Turtle, who was the rich one. And the butler said, Mr. Turtle is down by the well. And the fellow, the other says, well, tell him.
You want to start this one again?
Where's Mr. Buzzard?
Bonnie.
And Mr. Bizarre is out in the yard. We'll tell him that Mr. Rabbit is here with the shit.
Yeah, but don't you have to tell him that Mr. Rabbit's a fertilizer dealer?
Bonnie. I wouldn't worry. It's not making the cut.
How does the joke go?
That was it. The fertilizer dealer.
They were working in the garden and he went out to get fertilized. And he hit oil while they were
I haven't the slightest idea what the fertilizer. This is not the first joke I heard, but I heard it when I was 68 years old. So I'm going to tell it.
This joke teller is Larry, don't call me Moose, Donsky.
Elderly gentleman walks into a car dealership down in Florida. He goes in and buys himself a brand new Corvette convertible, bright red. Drives out of the showroom, gets onto I-75. He has that car up to 75, 85 miles an hour. What little hair he has is blowing in the wind. He looks in the rearview mirror, and he sees a patrol car with the light going around, the siren blaring. He gets it up to 95, 105 miles an hour when he finally says to himself, what am I out of my mind? I'm 80 years old. I'm trying to outrun the police. This is ridiculous. He pulls over onto the side of the road. A minute later, a state trooper pulls up behind him. Big state trooper gets out of the car, walks up to the Corvette, and he says, sir, he says, we're not even going to discuss how fast you were going. It's Friday afternoon. I got 15 minutes left on my shift. If you can give me one good excuse that I've never heard before, I'm going to let you go. Guy thinks for a second. He says, officer, 3 years ago, my wife ran away with a state trooper. I thought you were bringing her back.
Now let's hear from our audience.
Guy's at a doctor getting his annual checkup, and as he's just about ready to leave, he says to the doc, hey, do you mind if I ask you a question? It's about my wife. I think she's going deaf, and, well, I don't want to bring her in and embarrass her and put her through exams if it's not necessary. Could you tell me how I could maybe tell how bad off she is? And the doctor says, well, when you go home, whenever she's got her back turned to you, stand about 20 feet away and ask her a question, and then go about 10 feet away and ask her the same question, and then get right behind her and ask her again. And that way you should be able to estimate just how bad off her hearing is. So the guy goes home, opens the door, and lo and behold, his wife is in the kitchen with her back turned, and he's at the front door about 20 feet away. So he thinks, great. So he says to her, hey, honey, what's for dinner? No answer. So he walks about 10 feet away from her, and he says, honey, what's for dinner? Nothing. He's getting a little worried here, but walks up behind her, and he says, honey, what's for dinner? And she turns around, and she says, for the third time, chicken.